Okay, I want to share with you some ideas from this sefer called Yoim HaKodosh Al Inyanei Yoim HaKippurim. This is written by Rav David Cohn here on Coney Island, Gvul Yavetz. He has many, many svarim, and I have the sefer at home for a while, and I finally got to skim through it very, very quickly to prepare some ideas for today's shiur. And I just want to just present you some things that caught my attention. Some very nice thoughts. Okay, I marked off a few things. Okay, the first thing, I'm just going to skip around. Skip around and tell you a couple of things. So in the Nusach HaTfilah, we say, Ki emes osisa, Va'anachnu hirshanu. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have done emes. Everything that you have done is emes. But va'anachnu, it is us hirshanu who are wicked. So this is a very simple word. He says that when you say this, you say these words, you should think about what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem said to Moshe, Vo'era el Avraham, el Yitzhak ve'el Yaakov bekel shakoi. Ushmi Hashem lo nedati lohem. And Rashi there says, I only taught them the name Shakai, which means Sha'omar le'olam oidai. It's a name which, but the Shmi Hashem Yudke Vavke, which captures that I fulfill what I promise, this was not known to them. And Rashi's words there are, lo nikarti lohem b'midas amitus sheli. It was not known to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov the midah of emes. Shealeha nikra shmi shem Hashem. The reason why my name is Yudkei Vavkei. Nemon la'ames devarai. Shaharei hiftachti v'lo kiyamti. I made them promises, and I did not fulfill my promises. That's what Hashem said. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you are going to see the fulfillment, Yudkei Vavkei, the fulfillment of my promises. So basically what he's saying over here is that of every person in their lifetime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to him. We're not on the madrega of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but we need the emuna of faith and not see fulfillment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single person, if he looks hard enough, will see in his lifetime that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been true to his word. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has paid back a person for doing Torah mitzvahs many times over. So when we say Ki emes osis v'anachnu hirshanu, what we're basically doing is, according to Rav David Cohn, is we're going back to that pasuk in Chumash and we're identifying that we are with that musar that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. Chaval. They used to be in the good old days, good people like the Avos. They did not need me to promise to fulfill my promises. They had faith in me. What? Titein emes liyakov. That's an expression that was said later on. That's Yaakov's klal Yisrael, that was said by David HaMelech. It's a little bit different. But this Rashi is a very powerful Rashi. These words of Rashi, in the beginning of Parsha, Svayelo nikarti lohem, b'midas amitos sheli sholecha nikra shmi shem Hashem nemen la'ames devarai, to them hiftachti v'loi kiyamti. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to you, I promised and I fulfilled. And therefore, how dare you challenge me? How dare you question my conduct, my promises that I'm going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? How dare you challenge? You already are living in a point of time where it's possible for you to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true to His word. If that was true for Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Achas Kam V'Kama, for us, we can look back in history and we can see all of the events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed is true. Is Nemo La'ames Tavarai? We are certainly guilty of that Musar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, let's go to the next idea. We have this nusach of Ata Yoidea Roze Oilam Ata Choyfeis Kol Chadrei Vaten. Why do we say this expression? So this expression really touches upon the core of what tshuva is all about. Chazal tells us that a person is only considered to have done a complete tshuva if it would happen that he would be presented with exactly the same situation. Ba'osei makoim, ba'osei zman, ba'osei isha. Person will be presented with the exact same scenario and will be able to be oimed in that nisayon. Who can be the one that can imagine a scenario where a person would be tested once again, and can testify that a person would reach that madrega, would reach that degree of tshuva where he would not do the avera again, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he just points out that this expression, being knowing the roze oilam, the secrets of the world, and seeking out the chadrei vaten, is an expression that is used as the test of tshuva. If you have done tshuva to the point where if the same situation would repeat itself and you would not do the avera, then you have done tshuva. And the only one in the world that is able to know if this is true, can go deep into your mind and determine if that would be true, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we borrow...
Can never present itself.
It's impossible. It's the only one that can know if such a, what would happen in such a scenario would be the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why we have to use these expressions, because these expressions capture, define the essence of tshuva. Okay, how many...
Baruch says how you would catch a non-kosher, a butcher that...
Sting operation.
Yeah, right.
You have to recreate.
See, under the same
you have to recreate, so same conditions. Right, so Rambam says we can recreate these situations, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can delve in, can see if this can really happen. Okay, next quick idea, we mentioned this I think last year, is how many al-chaits are there? How many al-chaits do we say in the Nusach HaTzfilah? There are 44 al-chaits. We clap al-chait, 44 al-chaits, Shechtam Afanecha, Ba'inus Avaratzayin, V'chulu V'chulu. Why are there 44? So he says because in the Avod, everything in the Tzfilah corresponds to the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. For example, before we explain this, why are there 5 tefillos? This is where Rav David comes. So why are there 5 tefillos in Yom HaKippurim? There's Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ni'ilah. 5 tefillos. Why are there 5 tefillos? Because they correspond to the 5 tefillos of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol immersed himself in the mikvah 5 times on Yom Kippur. Before each tefillah, he was Mekadesh Yadav Ragla, before and after. He says, being Mekadesh Yadav Ragla, before and after, corresponds to what it says in the Gemara, that the Hasidim Harishonim, before they would daven, they would be Shoyeh Shah, 1 hour before they davened, and 1 hour after they davened. Davening is not something you do in an instant. You have to prepare in advance, and you have to wind down when it's over. So too, when the Kohen Gadol, when he did a tefillah is an avodah, before he went into the mikvah, he was first Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav, and when he came out of the mikvah, he was Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav. So you see from the tzura of a tefillah resembles what we call a tefillah, because a tefillah also is preceded with a time of preparation, and a time where you have to wind down and absorb what has happened during the davening. On Yom HaKippurim, everything that we do corresponds to the avod of the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol was tevil in the mikvah 5 times to do the various parts of the avodah. Therefore, we have on Yom Kippur five different tefillos. In addition, he says the reason why we clap chait 44 times is because the Kohen Gadol, he applied the blood of the par and the sayer exactly 44 times. You have the dam par, dam asar. You make dam is 44, and you make a calculation achas lamala sheva lamata for the dam par, dam asayer, and then that was in the kodesh hakadosh, it was connected to the pareches, and it was on the mizbeach and the 4 corners and the 7 times altira shel mizbeach. If you make a calculation, it comes out to exactly 44. So just like every application of blood was in essence a bakash of kapara, so too Chazal were creative and they made exactly 44 al-chaits. Every time we come al-chait, we're corresponding to one of the 44 applications of blood. Okay, next issue. Why do we have on Yom HaKippurim 5 inuim? Why are there 5 things? Eating, drinking, rechitza, sicha, now to bathe, now to apply oil, tashmish hamita, marital relations, and what did I leave out? Nila sasand. Why are there 5 things? This is a theme of his which appears over and over in the Sefer. He explains that there are two major sins. There are two types of sins. There's a sin bein Adam lachaveroi, and there is a sin bein Adam lamakim. What was the greatest sin bein Adam lachaveroi in the history of mankind? Mechiras, no, worse than Kain Hevel. Worse, Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef was considered, at least for Klal Yisrael, it's the worst thing. Mechiras Yosef is something we suffer from Adayim Hazeh. Chazal don't tell us that we're suffering Adayim Hazeh for Kain killing Hevel. You don't find such a chazal. It's a good question. Why not? We don't find such a thing. Cain killed Hevel. We don't find I don't know why. Goes through this. Cain was killed. Cain died. Enosh. The world does not come from Cain or Hevel. Hevel came to an end. Cain was killed because of his sin, and the world really comes from Enosh, from a replacement. The whole mankind. So they're out of the picture. Enosh is where we all come from. But the greatest chayt Adam lachaver is mechiras Yosef. What is the greatest chayt bein Adam lamakayim? The chayt to egel. We're suffering ad hayoyim hazer from the chayt to egel and from the chayt to mechiras Yosef. And he explained this is one of the major themes of the Sefer, and that's why we conclude nusach atfila ki ata solchan li Yisrael umecholon l'shivte yeshurun. I don't have all the details for you, but he says over and over in the Sefer, when we say ki ata, why there are two expressions, solchan li Yisrael, those words, solchan li Yisrael, is an expression that's miyuchud for the chet to egel. Because by the chet to egel, Hashem said, solachti chidvarecha. There's the meraglim. What is it about the meraglim?
That's where it says.
Slachti chidvarecha, but that slachti chidvarecha, he has explained, even though it says about the meraglim, it goes back to the meraglim is also tied to the chet to egel. The word slicha li Yisrael is Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Those two words go together. We find the word slicha, slachna lavona, lavona. The Moshe was mispalo takadosh baruch hu for the chet egel with the word slach. He invented the word slach for the chet egel, and the chet egel was done with the word eila Elohecha Yisrael. So we say ki ata solchan li Yisrael. One essence are we asking for? Hashem should forgive klal Yisrael for the chet ha'egel, which represents the ultimate chet of bein Adam la'makom, between man and Hashem, and every other sin that's committed between man and Kadosh Baruch Hu is included in the umbrella of solchan li Yisrael the chet ha'egel. Shiftei Yeshurun are the Shvatim. Yeshurun means the Shleimus, the Shleimus of the word Yeshurun is a very rare word in Chumash, in Tanakh, and it only appears in Tanakh four times, and it represents where the Shvatim should be Yashar, should be 100% united. When there's a breach, when there's Sinas Chinam, which is captured in the Mechet and Mechiras Yosef, there is a breach in the Shiftei Yeshurun. So that captures Echet bin Adam Lachaveri, right? And every Chet bin Adam Lachaveri falls in the category of Shiftei Yeshurun. So to review the Yisrael, before we get to the next five Inuim, this is a beautiful Yisrael. It has to be understood. I know I just skimmed through this so quickly, I don't really have what to tell you, but this major Yisrael is that everything on the Avoid of Yom HaKippur is two types of sins. Adam la makayim, Adam la chaveiro. In order to get atonement, we have to go back to the roots. We do have kapara to some degree for the chet ha'egel, and we do find kapara reconciliation between the shvatim, Yosef, and the brothers. So therefore, when we conclude the chasim of every single bracha, ki ata solchan li Yisrael, umocholon l'shivtei Yeshurun, it is capturing these two themes. Solchan li Yisrael is the chet ha'egel, the sins ben Adam la'makayim, umocholon l'shivtei Yeshurun is the chatoim ben Adam la'chavero, which is captured in the tshuva kapara of Mechiras Yosef, which we focus on, especially when we recite the Sarege Malchus, that is certainly one of the times that we focus on the chet of Mechiras Yosef. Now, this is brilliant what he says. That's why we have exactly these five Inuyim. Why five Inuyim? What exactly did Klal Yisrael do when they sold Yosef? First of all, what did they do when they sold? What did they do when they sold Yosef? It's vayeshvu le'echol. They sat down to eat. They sat down to eat. It says to eat, and they bought shoes. And they bought shoes. Vayeshvu le'echol.
Vayeshvu le'echol
lechem. They sat down to eat. Eating. That's how they celebrated. And Chazal say that Bavur, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Bavur.
Al mikrom bakesed tzadik v'yabriyom bavur nalayim.
Bavur nalayim. For shoes. It's a perish pasuk. They sold the money they got for buying Yosef. They purchased shoes. Now, why shoes? That's a topic in of itself. Why they bought shoes? But they bought shoes. So you have right there eating and Niels Asandel. And eating and drinking is including in eating. Eating also includes drinking. What happened by the chet o egel? It says They made the egel. I mean, letzachek, and it's also by they ate and they drank. Right. It says, what does the pasuk say? Vayochlu vayishtu vayikumu letzachek. They ate and drank, so it's explicit eating. Here it's even drinking. It says it's drinking, and it says letzachek. What is letzachek? Chazal say letzachek means gili arayos. It means marital relations. And how do you know that? You know that by the word letzachek. By Yitzhak. That so the word letzachek is used in reference to marital relations. So by the chet or egel, now what are the only two that are missing? So that's tasha amita. What are the only two that are missing? So he says something that is really unique. It's a chiddush. I don't know if you're going to like this. He says, what about rechitza and sicha? So Rav David Cohen suggests that Rechitza and Sicha are part of Tashmish Amita. It is a hachona for Tashmish. It's the Ferish Apostle by Rus. That Rochatzt Visoch, Rus told Rus that you should go and bathe and smear your body Vasacht, Rochatzt Visochacht. And you should lie down and start getting his mind, Boash, to think about the Indian of marrying you. So what are you suggesting? What are you asking?
No, Rechitza and Ritzitza, but it's part of the Chirishesha.
You said that
Rechitza, that's not the Rechitza, that's a garment.
To clean it.
We're talking about cleaning your body. No. Rechitza, they clean garment. They cleanse the garment. In the Chiras Yotze, where do you find the Rechitza? Where do you find the Rechitza?
Certain things are the egel, certain things are the yotze, and combination of both is the five.
Okay, that's a very big chiddush. It's a very build-up. It's a beautiful yisoy to be aware of. Sochan li Yisrael umochlan l'shifte Yeshurun adam l'amokam adam l'chaveroi. This is the Yisod of Yom Kippurim, and these two go back to Chedo Egel and Mechiras Yosef. The combination of things that are explicit in the pasuk are five, and that's why these are the five inuim. Okay, now another quick idea. Why do we say at the end of davening Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Elokim seven times? We just Lamate Ephraim doesn't even mention it, but it's the minhag olam. So he says something very interesting. I don't have all the psukim in front of me, it's very late, but he says that seven times in Tanakh was there a gilui of Hashem Hu Elokim. It's brilliant yidin in Tanakh, seven times. The first time was when Yaakov fought with the Malach and Esav, Parshas Vayishlach. And Yaakov, when he survived, he came, he built the Mizbeach, and then the pasuk there says something very similar to the words Hashem Hu Elokim. Let's see if I can find it very quickly in Vayishlach. I just want to just bring up the Rosh Hashanah. In Vayishlach, there was a revelation that Hashem Hu Elokim, when Yaakov prevailed over the Sar Shel Esav, the Malach of Esav, then there was the three times when there were wars against Amalek. The Klal Yisrael survived the wars of Amalek. And then that's four. The fifth time was in the time of David. David, wait, let me see if I can... let me see if I can find it. Okay, here it is. Okay, we say Hashem Elokim the first time. Ola b'dayti lemash lefisha mashakosav kishemnatzkim neged amolek bo hakarazo shel yichidu. So there are seven times. First time was Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, when he prevailed against the Sar Shel Esav. Then there were three wars against Amalek. Those three wars are hinted to in the three pesukim that we recite at the end of, after we finish Aleinu. The first pasuk is, what's the first pasuk? Pisaim. Al tira mi pesa pisaim. Okay, Keshavah, that was the melchama of Amalek in the Torah. In the Torah, Parshas Kiseitze. The second time was Vayishma HaKenani. That was in the time of Yehoshua. When Yeshua came into the land, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Canaanim they disguise, Rashi says that the Amalekim they disguise themselves as Canaanim, and that's the second pasuk. That's the second pasuk we allude to in that at the end of Aleinu, and the third time was Haman. Okay, then the next reference is the time of Shaul, when Shaul was sent to go to Milcham against Agag, and David fought. And the last time is the time of Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel. Is Eliyahu. So is that seven? Is that total of seven? We have Yaakov and Sashal Esav, the three psukim, the three different events at the end of Aleinu. We have then Shaul. Then we have Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel. And then we have La'asalavo. La'asalavo, the last one, is going to when Mashiach comes. All right, I need a little bit more bayer, but he says there are seven, you have to study this piece, there are seven times in history when Hashem Hu Elokim. No, that's not the Umas Holdas. No, there's no connection between Amalek. The Akedah is just a private matter. We're dealing over here with a revelation against Amalek. A revelation against Amalek, it was, I guess, Sar Shal Esav, it was Esav, that's the great-grandfather Amalek, seven times a mention of Amalek. Okay, we say Ono Hashem, when we do the Avodah, Ono Hashem, we say Ono Hashem twice. Why do we say Ono Hashem twice in the Seder of Avodah? So he says something very simple, because in the Yud, the Gil, Midas, Sarachamim, the first two are Hashem, 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 Kodem Achet, Shem Achar Achet. So therefore, when part of the Avodah is we're trying to bring back the Matzif to Hashem, Kodem Achet. Ono Hashem, Ono Hashem, they have to read the whole Nusach, the two Ono Hashems, they work together. Hashem is Kodem Achet, Hashem Achar Achet. The goal is Achar Achet, we should come back to the Matzif before the Chet. That's why we mention Hashem's name twice. Okay, Mincha. Mincha, we read about Arayos. This is another major theme in his Sefer, that Yom HaKippur was all about getting married. It's all about, why is it all about getting married? First of all, the Gemara talks about that they would aim, there would no greater Yom Tov V'Klal Yisrael than Yom HaKippurim and Tu B'Av, when the girls would go out into the vineyard and dance, and they would borrow clothing, and the boys would pick out girls. So Yom HaKippurim obviously was a day for Shiduchim. Why is Yom HaKippurim a day that is designated for Shiduchim? Because it's Matan Torah. On Yom HaKippurim, v'yom chasunaso, v'yom simchas libo, Chazal interpret, what does this pasuk mean in Koheles? V'yom chasunaso, v'yom simchas libo, Zumatan Torah. When did we receive the second Luchos? The second Luchos were given to us on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the marriage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal. The ultimate marriage is the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and that took place on Yom Kippur, when Hashem gave us the Luchos Shnios. Hashem was like the first marriage didn't last very long. The first marriage was a problem. First marriage led to the Shviras HaLuchos. So since the ultimate marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael took place in Yom HaKippurim, the Mele, it spills over that it's a day that is Mesugal for other marriages. Other marriages between man and woman can happen, can be nigzar on Yom HaKippurim. And he explains that's the reason why we lay on Yom HaKippurim by Mincha the Parsha of Arayos. So we think that the similar reason why we learn the parasha of Arayos is because just in case the person was nichshol in Arayos, which is something which is very common, which the Yetzahar of Arayos is very, very great, so a person has to be reminded that the day, there's still time in the day to do tshuva for doing aver of Arayos. That's pashup shat. But there's another reason why we learn Arayos, because at a wedding, what bracha do you make on getting married? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu V'Osar Es HaArayos. As a Russos, we asar lano es harusos. The hit lano es hanesuos lano. Aide chupa vikidushin. So we talk about asar lano es harusos. We talk about that you actually make a bracha on forbidden relations. Isn't that what we do by every single wedding? Every wedding begins with the bracha she'osar lanu. In order to approach marriage, you have to first know who you're not allowed to marry. And as a dogma of who you're not allowed to marry, we focus on the most delicate, the lightest is even an arusa is osar. She'osar lanu es harusos. Tehiti lanu es hanesuos. So totu arayos is all in the category of she'osar lanu es ha'arayos. So being that the day very much focuses on the theme of marriage, the ultimate marriage between Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, it trickles down to other marriages. Lo hayu yom tovim liyisrael. Therefore, it's appropriate to focus on arayos, because in arayos lies, if you, who you're not allowed to marry, automatically you can deduce who you are allowed to marry. Another thing he says, we open up the Aron and Yom HaNiram multiple times. Why are we obsessed with opening up the Aron over and over again? So he has the, firstly he says the word Aron is the opposite of the word Noira. It's the same letters in reverse order. And when we attack, we take out the Sefer Torah, we say it's Kadosh V'Noira Shemo. Yom HaKippurim is the day of Noira. And a day of Noira, we focus on the Aron, because the Aron and the word Noira very much are totally zeh b'zeh. The proof is that the same letters backwards. Furthermore, Luchos Shmios, Rashi explains that there were two Aronos. There was an Aron that Bezalel made, and then there was an Aron that Moshe made to house the Luchos Shmios. Therefore, when we open up the Aron HaKodesh that we have, or that we have in the Beis HaKnesses, what Aron is that? Is that the Aron of Bezalel? Or does that correspond to the Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu? It corresponds to the Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that we take Torah, the Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu, why that's so, I don't know. He explains why that's so. But there are two Aronos. Being that Yom HaKippurim is the day when Moshe's Aron was utilized, because Moshe Rabbeinu received the Luchos Shniyos on Yom HaKippurim, and Moshe Rabbeinu put the Luchos Shniyos into his Aron. So being that the day of Yom HaKippurim is all about the Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu, Memela, we focus on the Aron, we open it multiple times during the day to give cover to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, there's a lot more here, but let me just conclude with one Vart, my favorite Vart. I told you this Vart at least once, maybe twice, maybe three, four times. My favorite Vart for the Yamim Nairaim is the Avinu Malkeinus. Oh, wait, before we go, there was something else I want to say, because there's no gate to the Koilel, there's a chus for the Koilel, is that we begin and end the day with Rabbi Akiva. Who was the one that invented the tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu? Rabbi Akiva was a Ferish Gemara. It was a Maisa when there was no rain, and Rabbi Akiva got up before the Tzibur, and he said, Avinu Malkeinu, Im Ein Lanu, it's explicit in the Gemara, the inventor of the tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu is Rabbi Akiva. That's the last thing that we do on Yom HaKippurim, even when it's Shabbat Shabbos, we recite the tefillah that was invented, at least the core tefillah by Rabbi Akiva. How do we begin Yom HaKippurim? We begin with Or Zarua Latzadik Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha. The last letters of the word Or Zarua is Rabbi Reish Akiva, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the tradition is that he was killed as Asar Gemalchus, he was died at the time of Kol Nidre and Yom HaKippurim. We begin, so it's very interesting that we begin Yom HaKippurim with Rabbi Akiva, and we end with Rabbi Akiva. Why Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva captures the koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Akiva was the dogma of what it meant, Torah Shel Peh. All of the Talmidim that produced Torah Shel Peh came from Rabbi Akiva, his five Talmidim, after his 24,000 Talmidim died, when he went and he resuscitated, resurrected Klal Yisrael with the five Talmidim, everything comes back to Rabbi Akiva. Torah Shel Peh is the concept of Midas HaRachamim. Torah Yom HaKippurim is the day of Midas HaDin. The reason why we begin Yom HaKippurim with Rabbi Akiva and we end with Rabbi Akiva is the goal is to be Mamtik Din. It's a day of harshness, of Yom HaDin, and Yom HaDin demands Rachamim. Rachamim has to dilute the harshness of Din. Who greater than the Koich of Rabbi Akiva, who is the Koich of Torah Shebal Peh, which in essence is Midas HaRachamim. The Torah says, Ayin Tachas Ayin, along came Torah Shebal Peh, doesn't mean you have to lose your eye, it means Mamoin. So in Mela we begin and end with Rabbi Akiva, the Koich HaTorah is what, is the success, is the ingredient that we use to succeed and prevail on the Yom HaKippurim. To conclude with this idea, we have the five Avinu Malkeinus. Avinu Malkeinu Kosveinu B'Sefer Chayim Tovim, Kosveinu B'Sefer Gulav Yeshua, Kosveinu B'Sefer Parnas V'Chalkola, Kosveinu B'Sefer Zuchuyos, and Kosveinu B'Sefer Slich U'Mechila. Why the five Svarim? The five Svarim correspond to the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Chayim Tovim is Bereshis. Bereshis is the beginning of all life. Gulav Yeshua is Shemos. That's the Tkuf of Gulav Yeshua. Parnasa v'chalkala is Karbanos. because the Svayikra, the Vayikra are the Korbanos, and the Zuchus of bringing Korbanos from the Shalom of Fadim Sefaseinu, we achieve Hashem sends Parnosa to this world. But Sefer Zuchuyos is Bamidbar. Why is Bamidbar Zuchuyos? Because in Bamidbar we count, Klal Yisrael is counted. Who are we counting? We're counting our forefathers. The greatest Zuchus that we have is Zoicher Chasdei Avos. In Bamidbar it's numbers. Every member of the Avos is counted, all 600,000 people. Sefer Selicho Mechilo, the entire Chumash, Devarim, is a Moshe Rabbeinu is Eschanan El Hashem Bo Esahilimar. Hashem Elokim Ato Achilois Elahadis Avdecha is when Moshe has been Mevakesh Selicha Umechila. At the end of Chumash Bab Devarim is V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavus L'Vrichanecha is the mitzvah of Teshuvah. The whole Sefer Devarim is focused on the concept of Selicha Umechila. So there we have it. When we are Mevakesh Kosveinu Kosveinu five times, what we really in essence we're doing is we're elaborating upon what we say on Shabbos, the Sein Chelkeinu B'Soira Secha. Grant us a portion in your Torah. If we have a portion in your Torah, we're guaranteed to survive, thrive, and succeed in the next year. That's all Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the Koyach HaTorah. And certainly, such zchus, such chush of the people who come here to learn every day, what greater zchus can there be to be part of such a chabura? I feel so comfortable, so secure. But I know you all. I'll be riding on your coattails. Emir Hashem and the Yoyim Hadin. We shall all be zoicha to a shana of bracha, hatzlocha, and nachas, and good health, simcha, and yimale Hashem kol mishaloseichem l'toiva. Amen, amen, amen. Selavayet.